The following episode is dedicated to Eloy Nishmas, my baby niece, who unfortunately just passed away this week. Her neshama should have an aliyah and should be a melech yosher for all of us up in Shemayim. There's a beautiful initiative. There's a beautiful mitzvah idea that my brother's family has in mind to make a beautiful mikvah for those who are going through painful times and need more privacy, especially in that community. The chesedfund.com/ruchama-tikva/ruchama-tikva/mikvah. A beautiful initiative. If you want to be joined as a part of it, we'd be happy for you to join us in this initiative. You are listening to Tani Talks Parsha, the shiur where we talk about the Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep. Of course, we're coming up to Pesach, and God willing, we're also going to talk about Pesach a little bit because next week we're not going to be able to release an episode because it's going to be Pesach itself. So God willing, we'll talk about Tzav and a little bit about Pesach, hopefully bringing it all together here on Tani Talks Parsha. As we come to Parshas Tzav and we look at the idea, Tzav is B'nai Yisrael, the idea is about commanding. The idea is about being involved in commandments. And of course, when Hashem takes us out of Mitzrayim, when Hashem leads us into the wilderness, Hashem takes us out into the desert that has nothing, no cultivating land, no cultivating plants, no cultivating aspects. Hashem commands us to come with us, and we join him with open arms. Hashem talks about how we came with like a bride, and we followed him into a land that was not sown, into an arid place, into a barren wasteland, not wasteland, but a barren aspect of nothing there. We were commanded to join as a nation, and Hashem gave us a couple of mitzvahs, of course, the Karban Pesach, and then given the Rosh Chodesh, and we were talked about the Karban Pesach and different aspects. We were given commandments because in our life, in our way of life, in our aspects, we're supposed to command ourselves. We're supposed to direct ourselves in a commandment type of a life, in a commandment type of a way. We need to command ourselves. We need to command our life, and we need to demand from ourselves that our life is directed by commandments. Too often in life, too often in society, we see that people are living a commandless life. They're just going with the flow. They're like automated robots. They check in, they check out. There's no inspiration. There's no motivation. They go, they do their job, and they leave like automated robots. And how sad is it to be involved in a commandless life? How sad is it to be involved in a life that is devoid of these beautiful commandments, that is devoid of these beautiful directions, that is involved in aspects of life that are just not fruitful? When you're living a life that you're just looking forward to vegging on the couch, you're just looking forward to sitting and wasting away those hours, those productive hours that could have been used elsewhere for beauty, for wonderfulness, for terrific aspects, there's so much that could be accomplished. You know, my niece who just passed literally was alive just for 5 days. And in those 5 days, the whole world ignited together. So much Tehillim was said. So much goodness was encountered, even by our own chats and our own aspects, people reaching out, seeing what they could do, what could be involved. How could such a tiny being command so much in just a few days? If a being that small, that tiny, for that finite, tiny period of time could command so much, how could we not try to be inspired on our own level to do what we can with our own life? 120 years we should be zocha to be given. It has to be a life that is commanded. It has to be a life that is directed, a life that is guided to accomplish great things, to accomplish wonderful things. We're given life to go by the commandments, to fulfill our lives, to make a life that's motivated, inspired, and that is fruitful in accomplishing great things. Don't let your life be commandless. Don't let your life be directionless. Don't let your life be misguided or just going with the flow or ebbing along the sands of time, just waiting to punch in, just waiting to punch out. You have the ability to command yourself, to command your life, to accomplish great things, to do great things, and to bring to the world great things. Any talent, any capability, any ability, any quality, or anything that you could bring, that you could do, is a great thing to bring to this life, is a great thing to try to accomplish in this life. I love speaking, I love audio, I love podcasts, and I have to command myself to do that, day in and day out. Otherwise, this messages that Hashem puts in my mind would be lost to the sands of time, starting from March 2018 all the way now to March 2023, 5 years later, Baruch Hashem. We've been zocha to do this. We have to command ourselves to do what we can to be involved in a Torah-filled life, a mitzvah-filled life, a chesed-filled life. Otherwise, what's the alternative? A downward spiral into very negative things? It would have been easy to give up when my dad passed when I was just 9. It would have been easy to give up when my brother passed when I was just 20. And it would be easy to give up now when I see this tiny little soul taken away from us as well. Tragic, terrible, devastating things. That would be the easy way. That would be the simple way, but that's not the proper way. That's not the right way. We need to get up, be involved in the mitzvot, be involved in the chesed, be involved in the commandments to command ourselves. Be someone who is at tzav. Tzav yourself. Command yourself. Direct yourself. We're coming to the holiday of Pesach. Pesach has a lot of commandments. Pesach has a lot of direction. Pesach has a lot of elements involved in it. If you just look at the Seder plate itself, you could get dizzy from the amount of commandments involved. Making the charoset is a science in and of itself. You need the walnuts, you need the grape juice, you need the apples. That's our recipe that we use. You got to make the eggs, hard boil the eggs. I only learned how to do that a couple of years ago, by the way, even though I'm the cook of the family for 10 years now. And we have to make the shank bone, which has to be roasted also. We got to set up the maror. I get the horseradish and the romaine leaves to make it a little easier. We got to set up the aspects of the Seder plate. We got to set up Pesach. It takes a couple of weeks. You know, last week I did a surface cleaning of the counters and the sink to make it easier for next week. We're talking here right before Pesach in 2023. And this week I cleaned down the whole fridge and I cleaned down the whole car. And I did my dry mop, the Swiffer of the attic floor, the bedroom floor, and the basement with the manual vacuum. And the kids, once we redecorated the kids, we try to have them only eat in the dining room and the kitchen so that the living room is more of a safe zone. But that's also a commandment for life. Getting rid of Pesach has a lot of elements, a lot of anxiety, probably the most anxiety-ridden holiday of the entire year, even more than Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, in my opinion. People get anxious for Pesach. That's why there are memes. Pesach is in 22 weeks. Get nervous. It's in the rearview mirror. Objects in rearview mirror are closer than they appear, and it says Pesach, you know? So when there are a lot of aspects involved in Pesach, it's a way to command yourself, and people... A lot of people like to go away, like to run away. I like to think to the hotel because that's the easy way out. It's the simple way out. It's nice to be pampered if you have the money. It's beautiful, wonderful aspects. Much harder to make your house actually ready for Pesach. It's a beautiful thing. I actually love having Pesach in the house much more than a hotel for many reasons. It's very difficult with very little children. Routine is shot. The day is shot. Don't really get to do any night activities. Bedtime is crazy. Do the laps around the hotel till at least one or two of the kids fall asleep. And in different aspects, it's very different and very difficult and very hard. That's the simple way. Let everyone else take care of it. I don't have to clean my house. I could sell my house. I could lock up and call it a day. That's the simple, easy way. But that's not how we command ourselves. I personally love to be home for Pesach, for the Seders. I love to sit with my wife and my kids to have a private Seder. And I love to be home for most of Pesach. God willing, we hopefully are going away just a couple of days. But most of it to be home. That's a commanded for life. And Pesach itself, you know, we have the matzah. We can't have the chametz. We have to sell the chametz. We have to burn the chametz. We search for the chametz. We make the house ready for Pesach like a pristine queen coming to visit us. We do what we can to make the house beautiful and wonderful and full of great things. But in life, and as Pesach comes, we command ourselves all these beautiful aspects to Pesach. We have the ability to be involved in these things, and we have to command ourselves to be involved in mitzvot, to be involved in chesed, to be involved in Torah. As Pesach comes upon us, and it's full of commandments, as our life comes upon us, and Shabbos comes upon us, make it a life full of commandments, a wonderful life that's directed, that's goal-oriented, and that has these wonderful aspects involved, that we could direct ourselves, we can join ourselves, and push ourselves to be involved. Don't live a commandless life. Don't live a directionless life. Learn from all these beautiful aspects around us. This baby that he was here 5 days inspired so much. How could we inspire ourselves to be involved in a commanded life, in a directed life, in a life where we could accomplish great things, where we could do great things, where we can be involved in great things? Make sure to direct yourself, to be involved in yourself, in your life, to be having those Torah aspects to your life, chesed aspects to yourself, mitzvah aspects to your life, that you can command yourself, direct yourself to have that commandful life, not a commandless life here in our lives. So I wish everyone a wonderful Shabbos. I wish everyone a wonderful Chag Kosher v'Sameach. Should be a wonderful holiday, a beautiful holiday, an uplifted holiday, a holiday full of commandments, full of wonderful things. And God willing, we'll see you here next time here on Tani Talks Parsha, where we talk about the Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep. And I'm your host, Tani.